Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Bob, Bill, both of you, I noticed one thing that both of you have in common is that you've both spent some time this past week writing about basketball's latest sensation, Jeremy Lin, right?
It's hard to avoid.
What do we make of this phenomenon?
It's astonishing, and it is unprecedented in its scope. The only remote comparison was a guy named Billy Ray Bates back in 1980 who was thrust upon the scene at the end of that season with the Portland Trail Blazers, and his was a story. He came out of the Continental League, and he took the league by storm, and it was something. There's some analogy there, but the fact is that the fact of Jeremy being a Taiwanese American and a Harvard graduate puts a spin on this that is a marketer's dream. And I got an email, Bill and Megan and everybody from the other day from a guy who in the marketing and PR business who claims that if Jeremy Lin continues this level of play,
his marketing he'll be in the Hall of Fame.
But his marketing potential will exceed that of Michael Jordan and David Beckham at their peak.
Really?
China is a big country.
It's a big country.
Told.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's already having an impact, because I'll admit the first that I really heard of Jeremy Lin was on the Colbert Report earlier this week. And Stephen Colbert said, you know that the nation is in trouble when a Harvard econ grad can't get a job at Goldman Sachs and instead excels with the Knicks in the NBA.
Yeah, it is something. And he appears to be handling this thing very, very well. He's very grounded. But the subplots in there, sleeping on the brother's couch. I mean, can you make this stuff up? Now, he does now have an apartment. He's moved into a Trump property in White Plains, if you haven't heard.
Yeah. Bill, why did he go unnoticed for so long?
Well, first of all, Harvard has produced more presidents of the United States than NBA players. That's one of the reasons why he went unnoticed for so long. I think, you know, people don't look to the Ivy League to find their basketball players. You get the odd Bill Bradley, but it's not where you look for your farm system very often. Two teams did give him a try. Both of them gave up on him, which, of course, enhances the story. I mean, you know, in these two other cities, general managers are slapping their heads with their palms saying, how come I didn't see that this kid could play? And then, of course, the kicker is he might not have gotten a shot with the Knicks if the Knicks hadn't been in such dreadful shape in terms of injuries. He was the last guy on the bench. They called him in because everybody else was hurt, and all he
amazing.
Did was turn the team around.
That's all.
It's a great story.
That's incredible. Bob Ryan and Bill Littlefield, before you go, let me just move on to baseball, because pitchers and catchers report to spring training for the Red Sox in just 4 days. The team on Monday locked up David Ortiz. Bob Ryan, what's your quick sort of prediction about the Red Sox? Is this a team in decline, or is there something to be hopeful about?
As constituted, I see them as no better than third in the division behind New York and Tampa Bay. They could always make a move or something surprising could happen. But that's why right now, if I were to have that proverbial gun to my head to make a prediction, that's where I would put them. There will not be a return to the playoffs as I see it.
Bill, in 5 seconds,
very surprised to see that David Ortiz could be a starting pitcher. That's obviously what they needed to spend the money on, and I'm delighted for him that he's got another career.
Well, Bob Ryan, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
That's Bob Ryan. He's been a sports columnist for the Boston Globe for the past 43 years, and even though we tried to talk him out of it, he announced that he'll retire next summer. Good luck to you, Bob.
And Bill Littlefield, he's a WBR sports commentator and host of NPR's Only a Game. You can hear that every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. right here on WBUR. And, of course, every Wednesday on Radio Boston. Bill, thanks so much.
Thank you, Magna.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.